Maryland's News Now
on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Is your laptop on its last leg or maybe its last gig? The technology columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Walt Mossberg, has put together this season's Ultimate Laptop Buyer's Guide, and he joins us now to talk about it. Walt, thank you so much for being with us.
Glad to be here, Mary Beth.
Gosh, I remember the days when you just went and bought a computer, you know? Now there's so many things you have to ask yourself about what you really want and really need.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing and frankly frustrating right now, particularly for Windows PC buyers. You know, the big event that happened that has created the situation was Windows 8, which came out in October and really was a very radical change to Windows, where they have essentially fused a touch tablet kind of interface with the traditional Windows interface that you control mostly with a mouse. And that has caused people to look for different things and kind of made the manufacturers try all kinds of wacky things. And the prices for touch screens, which is really what you want with Windows 8, have been pretty high. And I think that's causing confusion in the stores.
So when we start out, let's say we've had our laptops for, I don't know, way too long, and we start out, we have to ask ourselves the first question, right? Do you want a PC or do you want a Mac? Is that the first question?
Yes, I think it is. It always has been. The Mac, is, interestingly, you know, Apple has tended to have the leadership in new features and new designs. They actually, in a funny way, are the last bastion of the conventional laptop, because the best Windows 8 machines are actually as expensive now as Macs, or almost as expensive, in some cases more expensive, and they have touch screens, and not everybody wants a touch screen. The MacBook Air is a terrific laptop. It sells very well. It's very fast. It's very light. It doesn't have a touch screen. Apple leads in touch screens, as you know, but those are all on the iPads and the iPhones. So that's the first question you want to ask yourself. The second question, I think, is, and this is really the one that has plagued the laptop makers hugely, is, do I want to put that money toward a tablet? So can I keep nursing along my laptop, which, you know, I may not use as much.
That sounds like me.
Tablet. Yeah. I mean, I think most people who have an iPad or some other tablet find that for a lot of the things they used to reach for their laptop to do, they reach for their tablet to do. And
except that I heard someone once say, the laptop is for creating and the tablet is for consumption.
Yeah, but that's blurring. You can do a lot of creating on an iPad or another tablet. Now, if by creating you mean a 1,000 column spreadsheet, nope, I don't recommend you do that. Or you know, writing the great American novel, nope, I don't recommend you do that. But you know, email, social networking, photo editing, music creation. There's a whole hundreds, thousands of business apps. There's a lot of things you can do, artistic things,
on tablets.
And it's just that during the course of your day, whether you're at work, whether you're at home, you might grab your laptop to say, let's see what's going on Facebook. I need to compose this email. You can do those things on tablets. So, yeah, laptop versus tablet is another big question.
Well, we don't have much time left, but I want to ask you, can you throw out some specifics, just models or something that you really like, or maybe your very favorite so-called laptop? Maybe it's a tablet.
What?
I put you on the spot there. Throw out
well,
two.
I love my iPad. I use a MacBook Air. I also like very much the Acer S7, which is a touchscreen Windows 8 laptop. It's about $1,200, though. I would just leave you with this. If you're going to buy a Windows 8 laptop, do not buy one without a touchscreen. And therefore, you may want to wait, because the prices of the touchscreen ones will be coming down.
All right. Walt Mossberg, technology columnist for the Wall Street Journal. We appreciate you joining us.
Take care.